Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
All the papers today covered the mystery of Flight 4U9525. The Mirror starts, the Irish Daily Mirror, 8 minutes of terror. It says 150 dead as budget jet plunges 32,000 feet in the Alps. Tony Connolly has the latest. Good morning to you, Tony.
Good morning, Ryan.
I suppose this is something that, like the modern news cycle, was unfolding kind of almost literally before our very eyes. So where are you at the moment, and what can you tell us?
At the moment, Ryan, I'm in Senlis Alp, which is, I suppose, the epicenter of the recovery operation. It's a small village about 7 or 8 kilometres from the crash site. At the moment, the village is in a state of heightened preparation for the families of the passengers on flight 4U9525 who will be arriving here this morning from Germany and from Spain. They're going to be hosted in a school just not far from where I'm speaking to you. And at the moment, the police, I suppose, are trying to create a buffer zone around the school to prevent media and so on getting too close. Obviously, everyone here is deeply aware of the importance for the families of being received well and having a comfortable arrival here. And there are teams of psychologists ready to talk to them. That's really the focus of the attention at the moment. In a parallel sense, the recovery operation is continuing. There are constantly helicopters flying overhead back and forward from Senlis Alp to the crash site. But having spoken just a few moments ago to a member of the gendarme who was on one of the helicopters yesterday, the terrain is extremely treacherous. It's very difficult to land helicopters there. We're talking about ravines and scree slopes and very difficult terrain. It's a combination of military helicopters and helicopters belonging to the civil protection agency in France. It's a state body in France. And some of the military helicopters have managed to lower some four-wheel drive jeeps from the helicopters down to the terrain, but even then, it's very limited as to what they can do. And I suppose the impression that I'm getting is that the recovery of bodies will take a very long time. And obviously, as well, the question is, how intact the bodies will be given the impact of the aircraft against the mountain yesterday.
It is going to be a gruesome story for for one and all the recovery people, and of course the poor families who are waiting on any class of news. One of the papers used the word pulverized this morning. I was reading another aviation analyst said planes don't crash, they just don't, especially when cruising at 38,000 feet. So why did a German Wings Airbus A320 fall out of the sky yesterday? And what are the probable causes? I mean, once we deal with the awful brutality and horror of the dead and the missing, we have to then try and find reasons as to what the hell happened.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I suppose the fact that there was no distress signal issued by the aircraft after it began its rapid descent into the Alps has left open a whole range of possibilities. The weather was good. There were no other aircraft in the area. They hadn't sent any distress signal to air traffic control. There are reports that the flight was delayed by about 30 minutes in Barcelona Airport before it departed. Some suggestion that, a door may have been problematic, there may have been some technical issue. And of course, if a door breaks off or opens in flight, you will have a rapid loss of cabin pressure, and that can have, fairly dramatic consequences very quickly. And the question is, if it happened, would the pilots have been able to send a distress signal in that situation? It's really the realm of speculation at the moment. The French Interior Minister this morning has pretty much categorically ruled out terrorism as a cause of this disaster. But again, it could be one of several things, and we'll have to wait to see what the two flight recorders reveal. One of the flight recorders was, of course, recovered yesterday. It's damaged apparently, but they will be able to repair it. So, you know, at that point, they should be able to start getting information. That flight recorder, of course, is believed to have been the voice recorder, so it would pick up whatever was being said in the cockpit at the time. So, you know, that may give a fairly graphic insight into what was going on the moment the plane began its rapid descent.
Okay, Tony, we'll leave it there. Thanks indeed for the update, and we'll catch up with you again should the need arise. But appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you very much.
That's Tony Connolly there, RT's Europe correspondent, giving us the latest reports there. And you saw probably on the news last night, and there was the King Felipe and Queen Letizia of Spain were visiting Francois Hollande in Paris in France, and they decided to cut short that trip to Paris, to France, to head back to Spain. To be with their people at this time. A very dignified couple, I thought, in the middle of all this sadness. But that's just a shocking story. Between the Malaysian Airways and all these different things, you'd wonder, I don't recall a time, in recent times at least, that there was such a succession of aviation disasters in quick succession, if you like. But that's covered in all the papers, as you can appreciate, this morning.